It's Friday, time for our weekly chat about business news with Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal.
Hey, Steve.
We learned more about plans for a well-known space at Alhambra and Stockton Boulevards this week called The Cannery.
You might know this as the former tomato canning plant, and now developer Mark Friedman says that he wants to turn it into a tech campus. Under this plan, we would see a wired-up office complex that would include shared networking space.
How far along are these plans?
They're still relatively early on. Leases are still being finalized, and Friedman's Fulcrum Property Company plans to renovate the building over the next 6 to 12 months. It's also important to note that this technology space wouldn't take up the entire 275,000 square foot building. The technology office area would be about 70,000 square feet. You probably know that UC Davis also has a satellite office at the Cannery.
What does this mean for the local tech scene?
It's another sign of this attempt to diversify Sacramento's economy with a focus on technology. There is this movement to transform the central city into a series of innovation districts. We've seen this with existing businesses such as the Urban Hive and Hacker Lab, and other similar technology concepts are in the works, such as the IO Labs project.
A group of Sacramento residents has filed a lawsuit to stop the Yamani condo tower project in Midtown. What's behind this legal challenge?
Well, you probably remember that this project, which is planned for 25th and J Streets, has already raised concerns because of its height. Even though the city council has already approved the project, this next step is this lawsuit from the residents that you mentioned. The height concerns are because the project is 14 stories tall, which would greatly exceed the height restrictions for Midtown. Now, those restrictions are typically around 6 stories, but there are some provisions that allow us to deviate from that for what's called significant community benefit. And the lawsuit is rooted in this question of what exactly constitutes community benefit and whether this project moving forward would set some sort of precedent for similar projects.
How will this lawsuit affect Yamani's future?
Right now, the developer said he plans to proceed, and work on the building could start early next year.
In food news, a restaurant called Twin Peaks is opening on Howe Avenue. What can we expect from this place?
Yes, we've talked about this in the past. The plans have been in the works since last year, and the restaurant finally opened this week on Howe Avenue. This is a concept that is new to the region. It's actually the only Twin Peaks location in the state right now. As a guide of what to expect, there is a private man cave involved and lots of beer and TVs. This is part of the same restaurant sector in which you see eateries such as the Tilted Kilt and Hooters. It's kind of billed as an ultimate sports lounge, known, of course, for its female servers as well. It does seem like the appetite for beer and watching sports remains strong.
Well, you mentioned beer. There was a lot more beer news this week, right?
Yeah, for starters, a craft beer retailer called Rocco Wine and Spirits in West Sacramento is planning to add a tap room and patio to its existing retail operation, helping people to kind of try craft beers before they buy them and just sort of building the local beer community. And speaking of the local beer community, we also have Sacramento Beer Frontier, which is a local program that met its Kickstarter goal, actually exceeded that goal of more than $6,000 to essentially build a passport program for breweries in the region. It would kind of heighten the sense of community that already exists now that we're approaching, I think, 60 of these breweries within the area.
So you know this Pokemon app craze that's going on right now?
Game
is going. We've been hearing reports that some businesses have benefited from that.
There's benefits at businesses throughout the area, but this week we looked at Old Sacramento in particular as an area that has really seen a strong benefit, with actually some businesses there reporting increased sales up to 300%, which is pretty phenomenal. We've talked about Old Sacramento in the past and this effort to attract people beyond the standard tourist groups and find an appeal beyond taffy and novelty t-shirts, and it seems like Pokemon, believe it or not, might be a way to do this. It's people go and play the game, and then in doing so, they also eat at the local restaurants, linger around a little bit. The whole area itself really lends itself to the game in particular.
All right. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.